Alaska is home to several species of seals, including harbor seals, bearded seals, ribbon seals, ringed seals, and spotted seals. We house three of these species, harbor, ringed, and spotted seals, each with unique characteristics and adaptations to survive in their different environments.
A thick layer of blubber keeps seals warm in the cold Alaskan waters and gives them the shape of a slightly pointed sausage. The short, bristle-like fur of a harbor seal, with a very similar feel to dog fur, tends to be patterned with either dark spots on light gray sides and belly or light rings on a darker gray body. Harbor seals are about the length of an average adult person. Spotted seals are a similar size and have a similar appearance to harbor seals, but can only be found in the ocean along the North Pacific, the Arctic, and some neighboring seas, whereas harbor seals can be found throughout the northern Atlantic and Pacific. Ring seals live in and around sea ice in the Arctic and North Pacific. These seals, identifiable by the light-colored rings or circle markings on their dark gray fur, are the smallest and perhaps roundest seals in Alaska. Their markings are like fingerprints and are unique to each individual. Unlike sea lion ear flaps, seals have ear holes. Seals propel themselves through the water using their back flippers, steering with their shorter front flippers. On land, seals wriggle or bounce on their bellies.
Jane Beloverek, our wildlife response curator, explains how these seals came into our care.
The Alaska Sea Life Center is the only permanent marine mammal rescue and rehabilitation facility in the state of Alaska. The seals in our habitat are graduates from our wildlife response program that could not be released back into the wild. Some of these seals were not releasable due to government and tribal agreements that prevented these seals from being released back into the Arctic, and others were non-releasable due to health conditions requiring ongoing medical treatment. Since all marine mammals are federally protected, to be able to rescue them, we must have permission from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration or the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Because most of the animals admitted into our wildlife response program are newborn animals, they need extra care to grow and thrive. Seal pups stay with their moms for a short time, typically just 4 to 6 weeks, and rely on instincts to help them survive once they are on their own. When seal pups are rescued, we start them with a milk-based formula, then we wean them onto whole fish when they are ready. Releasable seals must meet specific health and behavioral criteria before being released back into the ocean. Because the seals in our habitat were non-releasable, our wildlife response staff interacted with them differently than we would with animals that could be released into the wild. As the seals grew, we worked to encourage behaviors that they would need as adults living in human care.
With these seals in our permanent care, we support a community of field researchers in their large-scale studies to learn more about how these marine mammals are responding to changing ice and climate conditions in Arctic and subarctic regions. The Bones That Connect Us education station offers an interactive opportunity to discover the similarities and differences between people and some marine animals.